WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoicism thrown in. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're saying yes to everything and ending up feeling drained, resentful, or just plain overwhelmed? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into boundaries today, because learning how to set them is absolutely essential for a happy, healthy, and fulfilling life. And no, I'm not talking about building walls around yourself and becoming a hermit. This is about creating clear guidelines that protect your time, energy, and well-being without guilt or shame. Let's be real, boundaries are often misunderstood. They get painted as selfish or aggressive, but they're actually the foundation of healthy relationships, both with ourselves and with others. Think about it. When you set boundaries, you're essentially saying, I respect myself and my needs matter. And let's face it, in a world that constantly demands our attention and pushes us to overextend ourselves, those words need to be shouted from the rooftops. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of boundary setting without feeling guilty or ashamed. 1. Identify your needs. The first step is understanding what you need. What drains your energy? What makes you feel stressed or resentful? Are there certain types of requests you consistently find yourself saying yes to even though you'd rather say no? Dig deep and figure out what truly matters to you, and then communicate those needs clearly. 2. Practice saying no without apologies. This is a big one. You don't need to justify your decisions or apologize for prioritizing your own well-being. A simple no, thank you or I appreciate the offer, but I'm not able to take that on right now, can be incredibly powerful. Remember, your time and energy are valuable resources, so treat them accordingly. 3. Set realistic expectations. Life is messy, and sometimes things won't go according to plan. Don't expect perfection from yourself or others when it comes to boundaries. It takes time to establish new patterns and communicate effectively. Be patient with yourself and keep practicing. 4. Communicate assertively but kindly. When communicating your boundaries, be direct and clear, but also respectful. Use I statements to express your feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying you always ask me to do this, try saying I feel overwhelmed when I'm asked to take on too much. 5. Enforce your boundaries consistently. This is crucial. If you give in every time someone pushes back against your boundaries, they'll learn that your limits are flexible. Be firm and consistent with your no's, and don't be afraid to reiterate them as needed. Remember, setting boundaries is an act of self-respect and it takes courage to do it consistently. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at work, and your boss asks you to take on another project, even though you're already stretched thin. You might feel pressured to say yes out of fear of disappointing them or appearing uncommitted. But what if, instead, you said something like, I appreciate the opportunity, but I'm currently focused on managing your existing priorities. Perhaps we could discuss this further next week when I have more bandwidth. See? You set a clear boundary without being rude or dismissive. So, remember folks, setting boundaries is not about controlling others, it's about taking control of your own life and well-being. It's about creating space for what truly matters to you, whether that's spending time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or simply enjoying some much-needed peace and quiet. Don't be afraid to speak up for yourself. Don't let guilt or shame hold you back from living a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. Remember, you deserve respect, and so does your time. Now go out there, set those boundaries, and own your power. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little boundary setting boost. Let's create a world where saying no is not only acceptable but also empowered. Until next time, keep it stoic, keep it real, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.